Maran writes in Shulchan Aruch, Lo yilbash haluko miyushav, Ela yikah haluko v'yachnis borosho zro'otav, Ve'odenu shochev, Ve'nimsa kashiyakum, shum mechuseh. So he's talking about over here, the Shulchan Aruch, the laws of Sini'ut. He says in the olden days, the people, they didn't have pajamas like we have, so they would just cover themselves under the sheet when they were sleeping. So he said that they shouldn't get out of bed and then get dressed, because then they're revealing themselves in the open. So they should take their robe, put it under the covers, and get dressed under the covers. So when they get up, already they are dressed. That's the law of Sini'ut. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'adam tzarich litnehag b'tzni'ut u'busha lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Person shouldn't say, "Well, what's the difference? I'm in my bedroom, I'm in my house. What's the difference?" No, there's laws of tzni'ut even when you're alone in your house. V'afilu kishu laila b'hadri hadarim. Even if it's dark and you're in a room within a room. Halom melukh la'aretz kivodo. U'chashaha ka'ora. There's no such thing as dark to God. Dark is light. V'chen tzarich lizeh tamid. Mahmat Ta'amzeh, because of this, Shelo b'mkom Hechre, unless it's necessary, Medigalot b'besaro, he shouldn't reveal parts of his bodies that are normally covered. Ve'afilu me'at, kol ma shedarko liot mechusim v'gadim l'lam, whatever is normally covered, should be covered in the house. Aval la'shay legalot yado ad kovdo, he can leave his hands revealed up to the elbow. V'stavaro ad ha'zeh, and his chest up to the his neck up to the chest. But the point I wanted to bring out today is, he writes the Mishnah Berurah, Al kena and paliyot, that's the socks. It ended of shamu the poshtam gam ken tahat hasadin. You should put on the socks under the covers, he says. So you shouldn't reveal the bare feet. Shalik alot aglav. Shalikam yot mechusot ta'olam. He says, I sleep without socks, let's say. So leave the socks next to your bed, put them, he says, Mishnah Berurah, put them on underneath the bed. Underneath the covers. Now we do that today. So the Chazon Ish says, "Bezman hazeh enu agim nakpid al zeh." That Chazon Ish says today we're not makpid on this. And Rav Moshe finds and explains in the Teshuvot that in the Gemara Moshe Yerodeach the Gima Siman Memzayin Od Gimal, that which we say Minhag Medina doesn't mean Minhag Medina in public in the street. You're right. In the street, everybody wears socks and shoes. It means how do people walk around in their homes? So today, people in their homes, they walk around without socks. It's not always, necessary to wear socks in the house. If somebody would come to the house and you see somebody without socks on, it's not considered such an odd thing. So therefore, socks today, without wearing them, is not considered something that's a lack of sin. The minhag is, people walk around the house without socks on. Even if somebody would visit them, they would sit there without socks. So therefore today, a person doesn't have to worry about putting his socks on underneath his underneath the covers. But the lesson over here is a general rule, that there are laws of tzini'ut, even in the privacy of one's home, that a person should be dressed, even at the time that he's walking around the house, that they should maintain the fear of Hashem.